Welcome back to the podcast, guys. We are T1D. And don't forget to rate, review, leave comments. We love hearing from you.
Yeah, we do.
This is the We Are T1D podcast, the realest type 1 diabetes podcast online. And this podcast is hosted by myself, Mike, and my good type 1 diabetic friend, Jack.
We are just two ordinary blokes from London living with type 1 diabetes.
Everything we say is to be taken as guidance. Please, please, please do not take it as medical advice.
Now, people, again and again, we are not doctors.
Nah, we just want to raise more awareness for this chronic condition and to make sure no type 1 diabetic ever feels alone. So, Jack, how's your week been, mate?
My week's actually been pretty good, mate, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine's been all right, actually.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
A few ups and downs.
Hey, excuse the pun.
A few
highs and lows, you know how it is.
Wait. Got my new alarms. Wait.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Jack, my new high alarm. I've got to play it. I've got to play it, mate. I'm not high right now, by the way, guys.
I am.
It is so freaking good. It goes like this. It's so good.
So now you've got a wub bub bub and
shalom.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. It actually woke me up last night as well. I was like, oh, a wub bub bub. So I done a little correction and went back to sleep.
Zoe had to wake me up for a correction the other night. I didn't wake up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've told her that now because if you try and wake me up during the night, I'm a deep, deep sleeper.
Yeah, I am, usually.
So it's very hard to get me up. So I told her the other week, she usually just gives up and says, you know what, all right, fuck you. It's basically like you don't want to get up and sort yourself out. I'm going back to bed. I've told her, I've said, literally, just prep the needle for me and give it to me. And whether I'm half asleep or not, I will do the injection because it would just be a reflex. I'll know what to do. So she woke me up. She's tapping me, and I remember I just sort of opened my eyes, and she was just going, Jack, you're 14 going up. She's like, how many units? She's like, I've got the needle. How many units do I do? 2, 3. I just went, 3. So she loaded 3 up. She'd give me the pen. She went, yeah. She said, I don't really remember it, but she said in the morning, I literally just grabbed the needle, whacked it straight in my belly, pushed it, click, 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 took it out, give it to her, and went, I'm going to sleep. And it just rolled over.
Oh, wow.
But I woke up and I was like 6.8, so it worked.
Oh, well done, Zoe.
Yeah, well done.
That's a little win.
Yeah, Zoe gets a win.
Well, I had a low as well.
Oh, really?
Obviously, my new alarm, Shalom.
Oh, yeah.
So Amber wakes me up going, Shalom. So I half wake up and go, Shalom. And then she goes, Shalom, your low alarm. And I was like, Shalom. And I was like, oh, I'm going low. And then I sorted myself out. So she woke me up. That is probably the best way to wake someone up. Shalom. And I'm pretty sure the word shalom actually like means peace and greetings and all that malarkey as well.
I've not got a clue.
No, I'm not Jewish. I don't even know why I have it as my Friday night dinner.
Yeah,
how can I forget?
Man like Jim.
Man like Jim. Shalom.
Well, what's your struggle been this week, mate?
Oh, my struggle. Greg's is about 5-ish minute walk from my work.
Yeah.
So I pre-bolused, knew exactly what I was getting. I was getting 2 chicken bakes and a steak bake and a caramel custard donut.
Ooh.
They're so good. So I get to Greg's, get the pasties. They're stone cold. I was like, so all the pasties are roughly the same carbs anyway. So I said, have you got anything hot? Go, no. I was like, are you joking me? I said, you're a bakery. You serve hot pasties and they're all cold. Right, I got the ump. I was like, can I have a refund, please? So they refund the £6. I was like, thanks. Ate my donut on the way back. And then I got back to work and brought some pasties at work and had them. They weren't the same.
Why did you not just take the Greg's pasties and put them in the microwave?
Because I don't know, all right? I didn't think that far. but because of this happened, right, I totally because I pre-bolus.
Oh.
So now I've got back to work and I'm starting to go low.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I just got the ump, because I had a grumpy low.
You might,
obviously,
yeah.
When you're low and you can't get food, it gives you the hump.
Oh, yeah. You get hangry, don't you?
You do. And I think that's what it is, to be honest. But yeah, so Greg, sort out your little ovens. And
yeah.
I used to work in Greg's. I never served a cold pasty.
Even about, what was it, the thing that came in years ago, the pasty tax or something, hot tax.
Hot tax?
Yeah, it's something to keep the food hot. It's something that happened years and years ago. They're not allowed to keep the food hot. It was something to do with health and safety or something. I don't know. It was even.
Wait, I vaguely remember something about that.
You remember it come in like a rule to say that then right from now on you're not allowed to keep food hot, sort of thing, like out of the oven. They're not allowed to warm food up or anything.
Yeah, they stopped heated counters or something.
Yeah. So like, if that was to do with tax, I'd rather just pay an extra 20p rather than get a hot pasty.
Yeah, we've got to pay for bags now. We ain't going to kick up that much. Bag tax. What's your struggle anyway?
I ain't got one.
Hey, Jack, hey, whoop, whoop, whoop.
I'm fucking perfect.
All right.
No, I'm joking. I'm not perfect. Oh, there you go. My story there. That was my struggle. I went high at the weekend because I ate loads of shit again.
Oh. Yeah, but Zoe dealt with it, so it's all good.
Mm. Exactly. The wife saved me.
Yeah. And my struggle was I got back and went low and then ate and then didn't go low. So my struggle was dealt with too.
Hey!
Hey! So, Jack, let's get into the serious stuff. What is your win?
My win is I got 4 replacement sensors sent out from Libra.
Hey, well done.
Thank you.
They only usually send 3, so that's actually wicked.
Yeah, I don't know whether I should be saying that then. Might get him in trouble.
No, I saw that. I got 4 once as well. They said, we don't usually send more than 3 because blah, blah, blah.
The actual words from the very, very helpful lady on the helpline, and I don't say that often.
No,
I don't. She was very, very nice and she was very, very helpful. So she said, we're going to send you 3 and we'll give you, and she said, my supervisor said to give you 1 as a goodwill gesture. So we're going to send you 4, basically.
Did you say you're switching to Dexcom?
No, well, I complained about 5 because you remember my struggles for the past like however long, like my last 5 sensors, not one of them has lasted the full 14 days. They've all gone shit. So I complained about 5, but she did ask me on the phone, have you still got the boxes for the serial numbers? And I said, no, who the fuck keeps rubbish? And she did laugh. So, so I was like, I can get you 3 of them at the app. That's about it. She was like, well, yeah. She's like, do that. And then we started. And that's when she said, we'll give you 3. She's like, but we'll give you an extra 1 as a goodwill.
No, that's nice.
So yeah, thank you, Libra. But Parcel Force come today, fucking didn't deliver them, bastards.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've got to wait till tomorrow.
Oh. Well, my Temu order come today.
Wee. Come on. That's not your win, is it?
No. My win, considering I've been diabetic for so long, I've, 26 years now?
Yeah.
I didn't know about the 25 rule for protein and fats.
There's a rule for protein and fats?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, split bolusing and all that malarkey.
Yeah. All that malarkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the technical stuff.
You're supposed to do 25% extra bolus when you have like a high fat protein meal.
But up front or as a split?
Like split it. So what you do is you take 75% of the bolus right away for the carbs,
mm-hmm.
and then the other 25% over the next like two to three hours to just basically look at your CGM when it starts going up. That's the time to do it.
Yeah.
So for example, if you had a 100-gram meal, So that would be 125 grams you've got to work out. So 75% of that is nine. Well, it's about 9.4, I think, off the top of my head. So 9 or 10 units. Then after that meal, you do the 3-unit correction when it starts creeping up again. So in total, a 100-gram meal will be 12 to 13 units.
Okay.
So, yeah, that is the 25 rule for fats and protein that I did not know.
No, I've never heard of that before. I knew you always have to sort of, like, deal with fats and proteins because everything does eventually break down into glucose. So it will affect a type 1 diabetic somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never knew there was anything like that, that rule.
And the reason you do 75% is because of the resistance that fat causes.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the science in it. I haven't dug too much into it. So, and as we always say, we are not doctors.
No, we're not. We're definitely not.
But this is information that anyone can find out about online.
That is, do you know what? Sorry, mate, I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's just clicked in my head. On the weekend, I had a huge kebab.
Yeah.
I worked it out to be, I think, 175 grams in total. So like 17, 18 units.
Yeah.
It took me, I'd done a split. I think I injected 12 units up front, ate it, give it to 2 hours. It started rising up. So then I'd done another, what was it? I think it was another 6 or 7. Yeah, no, it was another 7 units because I ate a cookie as well.
Oh, yeah, as you would.
And yeah, and then that was the night Zoe woke me up to do another 3. So that whole, 175 grams, as I say, of carbs because of all the fat, took 22 units to keep me back in range.
Hold up, let me get a calculator. Right, so it's 100 and what?
It was 175, I'm sure it was.
Right, so I'm going to plus 25% on that.
Mm-hmm.
That equals 22 units.
Yeah, that's exactly what it took me to get back into range.
It's actually 218.75.
That's mad. So it actually works then.
Holy crap.
That's crazy. That's actually shocked me, bruv. Like, you...
Well, 75% of... What was it? So 122.
It's 218.75.
No, sorry. 220, weren't it? Is 16. So it's 165, so you should have done 16 units up front. Did you have a little spike after your food?
I can't remember. No, I don't think so. I think I stayed quite steady, to be honest. Because it only affected me when I went to sleep. Which was probably about 5 hours after.
Oh, okay. So the ratio don't actually matter how you inject it for a split bolus. Because as I've always called it, it's a correction.
it all depends on the person and the timings of that person, really, doesn't it? I might have to wait 2 hours for my bloods to start rising up because it's processed the food. You might only have to wait an hour.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Or someone else might have to wait 3 hours, 4 hours. Do you know, as we've said before, not one diabetic is ever the same.
No. And me and Jack are great evidence of that.
Yeah.
We are not alike.
No, we definitely ain't. We are just our own guinea pigs.
Yeah. Talking of guinea pigs, let's get them averages going.
Ooh.
Yo, what is your average, bruv?
Yeah, right. My average this week is 7.1.
Nice, Jack. Very well done.
Thank you.
I think that was last week's as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it was the same. See what happens when I get a sensor that actually works.
Oh, yeah, very true. But you said it was that low because your sensor was running hypo all the time last time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Otherwise, I would have been still in the sevens. When am I never in the sevens?
Oh, yeah, good point. You are in the sevens.
I am now, but I fucking weren't the other week.
Oh, no, you're 6.9, weren't you?
Yeah, and I think I hit 6.8, 6.7. I don't know. I can't remember. It was one of them. But yeah.
I can't remember. It's a week ago.
About a week ago.
Well, my average is 7.8.
Yes, mate. That's the same as last week as well, isn't it?
I don't remember anymore.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll say it is. Yay. We are just two absolute fucking consistent legends.
Yes. Consistency is key.
100%. 100%. Sorry, I'm actually dancing around in my chair. You've probably got loads of lap feedback on the microphone then.
Nope. But I pictured Oompa Loompas dancing.
Well, I'm not small.
No, but they're happy dancers.
Yeah, I was happy. That was a happy dance. I'm in a really good mood, bruv. Take advantage. It don't happen often.
I'm in a good mood as well. I've had a really good day today.
Yeah, so have I. I've had a pretty good week, but it is only Tuesday.
True. Wednesday is going to be shit.
No, Matt, it's not. It's Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Sunday. There's a mosquito in my room.
A mosquito?
Yeah, I need to get it before it fucking eats me because I'm allergic to bites.
Mosquitoes eat you? Right, guys. Obviously, me and Jack love food so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure most people do, if not all. So we've got a brand new segment that we've thought of. If you respond well, we keep it. If you respond bad, we keep it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because to be honest, we talk about food every week. So we're going to keep food into one little section now.
Yeah, instead of talking about a whole episode.
And we're going to do a live jingle, and it's going to be the jingle for the rest of the podcast.
Did somebody say
food?
Food. Oh, there you go. That'll do.
Did somebody say just food?
Food.
Food. Right. So, yeah. What we're, in this section, we're just going to waffle about food. So,
yeah, nice.
We're going to, what are we going to do? Our crazy food of the week that we've had that's just beating the shit out of us.
Oh, well, I just gave that away. Mine was a fat off kebab.
Well, mine. In future episodes, we keep it to just this section.
Yeah, sorry. I let it slip, didn't I?
So mine was a Parmesan. Parmesan. How do you say it?
Chicken Parmesan.
I made it myself.
Okay.
Well, me and my missus did. And it was... it's so nice.
Good, isn't it?
The only problem is I had... I think it was two breasts. So I had to digest about 60 plus grams of protein. So Ashley loves a horror, so we're just going to watch Evil Dead Rise, and then I put it on. She goes, "Oh, I've seen this." I thought, So we ended up settling for Saw, the first Saw film.
Yeah.
It got 10 minutes in, I fell asleep.
Sick.
I had a little protein coma going on. My body was like, "I can't digest this with you awake, mate. Go to sleep."
Yeah, I'm quite used to it. I eat two breasts of chicken quite often, man.
Yeah, but
you don't, do you? You probably, like, my body might be used to it. You've probably overloaded yourself.
No, it's not that. It's all the passata and the mozzarella.
Yeah, it's got mozzarella fucks it right up.
Yeah, it's literally protein and fat, and I had a dollop of mash as well. Cheesy mash, might I add.
More cheese.
Exactly. I like cheese. but it just knocked me for six. I was gone. I think I fell asleep at 8 p.m.
Not nice.
And then I went to bed. I don't know what time. I don't remember going to bed, if I'm honest. My alarm went off about 12:30, and I'd done a correction. And then I woke up at 3 a.m. for work, and I needed another correction.
It's always nice to start a day off with a correction, isn't it?
That was my demon food of the week.
Well, yeah, as I say, I said it earlier, my demon food was a kebab, but I had a mixed kebab. So I had a chicken shish mixed with lamb doner, salad, pita bread, shitload of salad as well. And where we go, I don't know whether they just like sort the locals out or whether it's just their sizes, I don't know. But the portions are fucking huge.
I need to go there.
They are so big, and it is such good food. Like, it's quite hard to find a decent kebab, especially around my area.
They're always so dry now.
It's either too dry or full of grease. There's no happy medium. But this one is, yeah, top tier. Take my hats off to them. Fair play.
Nice. Yeah, my old favourite used to be a Nickenham. That one used to be banging. He'd put all like herbs in the meat and all that as well.
Ooh.
It was so nice.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what they put on their chicken shish marinade down here, but it's fucking good, man.
Oh. I'm very tempted to order a kebab tonight.
Do you know what? To be honest, apart from the fat, it's actually not that bad.
Not that bad.
Yeah, not that bad. Not that bad. It's pretty shit. But if you just went there, you don't have to have doner meat. Like, just get a chicken shish or a lamb shish or even a mixed chicken and lamb shish.
You say shish, I say sheesh.
Yeah, shish kebab, isn't it?
Sheesh.
Shish.
Sheesh. Sheesh. Right, do you say chicken sheesh or chicken shish?
Said it in my life.
Oh, she's never said it in her life.
Shish kebab!
There you go, she said shish kebab.
She said sheesh.
Oh, all
right. Right, there's going to be a poll up this week anyway. Shish, sheesh. They're just going to pick the correct spelling, though.
Yeah. It was very good. But as I say, 22 units.
Yeah.
It weren't that bad. If I would have done more units on the split and probably not had a cookie, I might have stayed in range. And when I say cookie, I don't mean like a tiny biscuit. I mean like a cookie from the baker's.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Sounds good as well.
Smarties and white chocolate. It was fucking fantastic.
Oh.
I've done meal prep this week.
Well done, Jack.
Loads of meal prep. I cooked 10 meals. Five lunches, five dinners.
Well, guess what? I brought my meal prep. I had to throw away the chicken because I forgot to use it.
Oh, no. I'll fucking hate you when that happens.
So I brought some more chicken and now I'm thinking about ordering a kebab rather than doing meal prep.
Nice. Get a chicken sheesh.
Good. Yeah, maybe.
It's good.
My mouth is so wet.
I'm learning. I've learned as well. Touch wood. Hopefully tonight it don't fuck me up. But I've had it for the past 2 weeks now, and it's not really been that hard. I'm learning to sort of deal with rice, so I don't think it is my kryptonite as much as I thought it was anymore. I just think I was uneducated.
Mm.
Or unexperienced, should I say. Not uneducated, that's just ignorant. Unexperienced. That's the right word.
That is the right word, you're right. Oh, well done.
Thanks.
Conquering your fear.
Yeah. Oh, I told you the other week, I fucking want it, so I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
And I actually made a homemade chili, completely from scratch.
That's really good, Jack.
Yeah, it's a bit...
Because usually you buy everything in a shop.
Yeah, I know. But it's a bit spicy, but it is good.
Yo, let me begin, because it's time for the listener win. You and them bloody jingles.
Get back
in. I just want to hear the wins.
Let's hear it.
So first up this week, we have Marion. She says, I now have a chair yoga app, but still a bit lazy.
Well, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. You've made a start.
It's activity. The intention's there, but I guarantee you're going to just start doing it. Do it.
Once you start doing it, you'll look and go, why haven't I been doing this? Because you'll enjoy it so much.
The hardest part of anything is always starting.
Mm. Yeah, but always remember as well, it doesn't matter whether you've took a step forward a millimeter or you've took a leap forward at 2 miles. You are still moving in the right direction.
Ooh, it's pretty deep, Jack.
Thank you. I told you, motivational speaker, mate.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Lisa and Marcus, and they said, started using Bluetooth pens. No more questioning if I did or didn't inject and how much.
Ooh. Ooh, that's cool. I like that.
Is that when, you know, like when you accidentally scan something on your phone, it comes up saying unable to read pen?
Yes, I've done that a few times.
I'll take it that's what that is.
Yeah, I'm actually going to request one, actually. Oh my God, all my rage bonuses are going to go on there. maybe Maybe I won't get one.
I log all my injections anyway.
I do it for half a day and then stop.
Yeah, as I said, I've done it since the first day I come out of, like, I've had the sensors. So I just think it's not that much of me being so anal about it. It's just a reflex.
Yeah, it's just your routine.
Yeah.
And plus you see your trends better.
Yeah, because I know how long it's taken for that to kick in.
That's why you're better with food than me. Anyways, next up, we have T1D Megan. They go, time in range has improved a lot.
Nah.
Yes, Megan.
Nah.
Well done.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So is mine. No, I haven't got sensors telling me I'm low when I'm not.
Oh, well, that's always good. Mine's just staying where it should be, really. I'm just happy.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're happy, Mike, that is all that matters.
Yes. Because happy Mike makes everyone else happy.
Yeah. next up, we've got Louise W. And it's a 5.5 mile morning walk, 14,500 steps. Fabulous blood sugar levels all weekend.
Brilliant.
Smashed it. I love that.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of activity so far this week.
It's because
it's good to see.
The weather's changing, mate.
True.
Everyone's getting back out there. No one's sitting indoors under the blankets, stuffing their face with shit food because you feel like crap.
Right, now you're making me want to go out.
Come, Scott. I'll meet you in a park now. We're going to swings.
I'm just taking my blanket off. Right, so we've got type 1 Sam Fit. She goes, lowest HbA1c since 2019. Well done.
Yes, Sam.
Well done, Sam.
Love that.
Yeah, you should be proud.
Oh, 100%. Always celebrate that. Always. That's the only number that matters.
It is, isn't it?
And you stress over timing ranges and this and like, oh no, my average and this and that. I know we do averages, but it don't stress us out. But that HbA1c is the only number that actually matters.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Jord Hill, and they say, not sure how, but I managed to get 97% for the week.
Well done, man.
Nice. Yes.
Do you know why? It's called controlling yourself.
It's called carb counting.
Yeah. Oh, I talk to him a lot, actually.
I do, yeah.
Try and give him. Yeah. I give him advice, right? And he's just so good. He is doing such a great job. I told him I'm proud of him. He's doing amazing.
Oh, that's wicked. Wicked.
Always here to chat, mate. So,
yeah.
Any questions? I've got good advice. Just don't follow my example, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but you never practice what you preach anyway.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. My advice is good, but don't do what I do.
Your advice is brilliant. Just don't watch what he does.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Maria. She goes, I was so close to ringing in sick for work, but I soldiered on this week. Well done.
Well done. Well done. I get that feeling like at least 2 or 3 times a week.
I get it twice a week. Literally twice.
It's sometimes it stays there for a bit longer. Sometimes it just lingers for a couple of seconds. But it's always when I wake up like, oh, just stay in bed.
My problem is my work starts so early.
I couldn't do what you've done. I worked nights on at a bin lorry for, I think I'd done 2 weeks and I quit.
Yeah. See, it's not actually nights though, is it, what I do?
Nah. See, I was starting at 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah. When I'd done nights, I was starting at 10 or 11.
Mm.
But yeah. Nah, Maria, I can totally relate. And I'm pretty sure everyone that has a job can.
Wait,
I just thought, sorry, you know Lee Evans, when you're self-employed and you're trying to phone in sick?
Yeah, you phone yourself.
Yeah. I ain't coming in today, mate. Why are you coming in? I don't feel very well.
Yeah. I've done that when I had my business. I'll give myself a disciplinary. I had to sit myself down and say, listen, you're doing it too much, bruv. Like, you're taking a piss.
Yeah. I can't pay you for the week.
I ended up nicking the money.
Oh, what, off your boss?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, mate. That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Oh, fuck.
What'd you do it? Left pocket to right pocket?
Yeah. Well, next up, we've got Step by Step Le Jog.
Who?
Step by Step Le Jog. Yeah, that's what they're called. I think that's the people that are doing the massive walk from one end of the land to the other.
Okay, I think that's who Lisa and Marcus are as well.
Okay, also, you snuck in two. Sneaky.
Yeah, I think one's Lisa, one's Marcus.
Oh.
Correct us if we're wrong, guys.
Yeah, we might be wrong. Well, Mike might be wrong. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, they found little protein bars.
Oh, my God. I bet you found them in Lidl.
Oh, I thought they found them in Aldi. Nah, they're good. I've had them. Try the fiber bars.
Oh, I love the fiber bars.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Well, they're like little mini cakes, the lemon ones.
Oh,
amazing.
Bro, if you put them in a protein yogurt.
Oh, God, here he goes. You always have to mix everything.
You've got to. Bro. You can't just have one.
You can.
I can't. And I can have what I fucking want.
All right, so next up, we have Tracy Scales. Is that your mother, Jack?
Mummy.
Mummy. And she says, the way my son deals with type 1 diabetes. Oh, mate, that's nice.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Thank you.
Well done. Well done, Jack.
Thanks, mate.
No, it's nice to see, what's it, like appreciation?
Mm.
And proud, being proud.
Yeah, it makes me feel proud of myself.
Yeah. So don't fuck up, mate, all right? Because you're going to let her down.
Any, I'm under so much pressure now.
I'm
sorry, Mum.
Mummy!
Next up, we've got Megan, and she says 77% time in range and banned Harry from going out as it's cold, and I'm sick of him bringing in mice.
Yes. She's back. She's back.
Oh, that's good. Well done on the time in range.
Yeah, that's good.
No, my cat is itching to go out, man.
I bet it is. How old is your cat now?
3.5 months, I think. 4 months.
God, that's gone quick.
Mm.
Like, you think about it, like, me and your listeners have grown with what's it?
Yeah. He lost his first tooth the other day.
Oh, did you keep it?
Zoe has, yeah.
I thought she would.
Yeah. As soon as he was biting my arm, and I was just like, I'm playing with him. He's biting me. I threw him off. And he just stopped, looked, and I could see him trying to chew something, like, I sank in his mouth. And he just looked on the floor and just went, hey. Spout on the floor. I was like, what the fuck is that? Look, it's a tiny, tiny little baby tooth. I checked, and it's obviously like his adult tooth coming through his gum already. So like, it was going to come out.
Yeah.
But yeah, bless him.
All right. So next up, we have Katie. Yeah, she goes, I found a white chocolate cream egg. Yes.
Man.
The fact that it's your win, is it finding it or eating it?
Oh, I've got one in the cupboard. I ain't had it yet.
I haven't got any.
No, so my birthday the other week, Zoe gave me a bag just full of shit. I was just like, thank you so much, babe. I'm trying to be healthy. There's Reese's Pieces in there, chocolate, like the peanut butter cups. There's Mars bars, Snickers. I've got a little Yoda Pez.
Well, just remember, Jack. 25 rule.
Yeah. But yeah, I do want a white chocolate cream egg.
I still want a kebab, if I'm honest.
Get a kebab then, mate, and I'll have a chocolate cream egg for me pudding.
Right. So we got Jess, Miu. She goes, I started walking again and mindful eating and dropped 8 pounds in 5 days. Wow.
Nice.
Well done.
Nice.
Well done. Exercise, better eating, and you're dropping the weight, so it shows you're doing a great job.
Yeah. Well done.
Very much well done.
Next up, we've got Susie, and they say, starting a T1D group in my city called Diabesties after meeting at a conference. Aww.
Aww. That is lovely.
That is wicked.
Diabesties.
Oh, but that's nice, though, isn't it? Go and like, have a little meeting and that every week, go for a coffee.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
All of you surrounding the table. Jabbing insulin at the same time. Wicked.
So you started a group. Is there more than one of you? More than two of you, shall I say? Sorry.
Well, it must be if it's a group.
Well, I don't know. We have group chats, Jack. It's just me and you.
All right. Fair enough.
But, yeah. No, that sounds really nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Well done.
Yeah. She had two.
Yeah, she has. Loads of people sneaking in little two wins and that. I like it, though. Fair play.
I'll just do this one as Louise. And then we have Louise. She got accepted for the Daphne course last month. Now officially booked on August face-to-face class.
Ooh, nice. Well done. That's wicked.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well done, Louise.
You learn everything you want to learn. No, thanks for joining us again this week, everyone, and we shall be back same time, same place next week. Keep sharing, keep liking, keep getting involved in the wins, keep getting involved with the wins, and remember, if you want to keep up to date with me and Mike, our Instagrams are at T1D_Jack and at T1D_Mike, and everything podcast or anything to do with We Are T1D is at We Are T1D on all social media platforms.
Yep. So yeah, guys, thank you for joining us again, and we shall be back next week. And yeah,
enjoy your week. Go and grab it by the balls and smash it.
Yeah, pluck them pubes.
Yeah. Oh, shit. See you later, everyone. Don't forget to get them tweezers out.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm really sorry.
You're disgusting, Mike. You're a father.
Yeah.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, no. Bye, Jack.
Bye.
I'm telling my mum. Oh,
go on, then tell her. I'll tell her as well.
No, don't tell her. I was joking. No.